Enduring hardness. He who in his work meets with trials and temptations should profit by these experiences, learning to lean more decidedly upon God. He should feel his dependence every moment. No complaint should be cherished in his heart or be uttered by his lips. When successful, he should take no glory to himself, for his success is due to the working of God's angels upon the heart. And let him remember that both in the time of encouragement and the time of discouragement, the heavenly messengers are always beside him. He should acknowledge the goodness of the Lord, praising him with cheerfulness. Whatever your work, dear brethren and sisters, do it for the Master, and do your best. Do not overlook present, golden opportunities and let your life prove a failure, while you sit idly dreaming of ease and success in a work for which God has not fitted you. Do the work that is nearest. Do it, even though it may be amid the perils and hardships of the missionary field. Look at the Waldenses. See what plans they devised, and what hardships they willingly endured that the light of the gospel might shine into benighted minds. Christ laid aside his glory, and came to this earth to suffer for sinners. If we meet with hardships in our work, let us look to him who is the author and finisher of our faith. Then we shall not fail nor be discouraged. We shall endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Remember what he says of all true believers: we are laborers together with God, ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. I have described what canvassers ought to be, and may the Lord open your minds to comprehend this subject in its length and breadth, and may you realize your duty to represent the character of Christ by your patient courage and steadfast integrity. Remember that you can deny him by a lax, undecided character. Young men, if you will take with you into the canvassing field principles of righteousness, you will be respected, and many will believe the truth you advocate, because your daily life will be a bright light which gives light to all that are in the house. Even your enemies, though they may war against your doctrines, will respect you, and your simple words will have a power that will carry conviction of hearts.